CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yes, yes, I'm coming.
All right. Who is it?
I am.
What?
In. Honestly, I've been ringing the doorbell and knocking for 10 minutes.
Oh, for Pete's sake. What are you doing wandering around outdoors in your nightgown and bathrobe at 5 o'clock in the morning?
The dog wanted to go out. Take his leash off, will you?
Oh, by heaven's sakes. Well, we're certainly not going to have this every morning.
Now, what are we going to do about it? It starts getting light early now, and when it's light, he wants to get out. Since we can't let him out by himself anymore, somebody has to prod him around on a leash. I suppose we can take turns.
Take turns. Look, I'll be darned if I'm getting up even earlier than I have to just to waltz the dog around the woods on a leash. Thank
you. I don't know what we can do about it, dear. I certainly can't sleep with his barking. Didn't you hear him this morning?
No. Put him in the basement at night.
He was in the basement. He carried on like crazy. And I heard him scratching and pounding the kitchen door leading to the basement, so I finally got up and came down.
Well, as soon as I get the wire fencing finished, and he's got his pen out there. He can stay out there at night. It'll be warm enough in summer, anyhow.
When are you going to get it finished? You worked all weekend, dear.
Well, I never thought about making a gate of some kind. If we don't have a gate, how can we get in and out ourselves, leave us food and all that?
That's what I said.
Well, I'll try to finish it when I get home from the office this afternoon.
I hope so. He certainly shouldn't be in the house all day. But you saw this weekend what a nuisance it is running out to unwind the rope when he goes around and around the tree. And then he barks.
I know. Oh, golly. Come here, boy. Come here. You know something? You're getting to be one heck of a nuisance. Yes.
Oh, look at him. He thinks you said something nice.
No, I'm not going to shake hands. I'm mad at you. Yeah, I got a right to be 5 o'clock in the morning. All right, now stop wagging your tail. It's not funny.
Oh, shake hands with him.
Oh, golly. All right, how do you do? Well, I tell you, he's not going to like being penned up outside, I'll tell you that.
Is that dog? Brownie! Here, boy. Want a biscuit? Biscuit? Brownie? Well, come here. Where have you been?
I'll tell you where he's been. In my yard.
Oh, my heaven. Well, Mr. Cutler, I'm very sorry. I was getting lunch for my son.
Now, this is the second time that this has happened since I warned you people to keep him tied up.
Well,
and if I'd caught him this time, he'd have gone down to the dog pound again.
Mr. Cutler, we're doing our best. My husband hasn't finished making a pen for Brownie. He hopes to when he gets home this afternoon. In the meantime, I can't keep the dog in the house all the time. I haven't time to spend the day running him around on a leash. So I tried tying him up. He just winds himself around the tree. He's not used to it. He's never been tied up before.
Oh, I'm well aware of that, Mrs. Piper.
Well, we are doing the best we can, Mr. Cutler. Now, for a week, my entire life has revolved around trying to keep our dog away from your yard.
A week? And I've had 2 years of trying to keep your dog away from my yard. 2 years of his digging up my tulip bulbs to plant his bones. 2 years of his knocking down my gladiola stakes for 2 years. Now, I have mentioned the matter to you pleasantly, and you've always been so sorry. Well, now, apparently, I've got to be unpleasant to get any action.
Well, and maybe if you took a willow switch and kind of, you know, switched his little legs when he can't come over there.
I don't want to switch his little legs. I don't want to be mean to a dog. But I'm a man who loves flowers. And I spend hours, to say nothing of a small fortune, on fertilizer and peat moss and...
Oh, I know. Isn't it terrible? What do you pay for peat moss?
Oh, well, now, a bale of peat moss costs darn near... I didn't come over here to discuss the cost of peat moss. Anyway, I spend too much. I don't even want to think of it. too much to have your dog ruining my roses. And this is my last warning. Now, you keep your dog at home, or I shall see to it that the police enforce for once what is definitely a city ordinance. Good afternoon, Mrs. Piper.
Yes, well, good afternoon, Mr. Cutler.
Would you mind calling him? He seems to be following me back home.
Yes, I'm sorry. Brownie, come on, get here. Come on, get. Come on in the house. Come on. That's the boy. May I ask Brownie what you see in Mr. Cutler? No, I don't want to shake hands. Now get in the house. Get in the house.
There we are.
Honey, come here. I finished making the gate to the dog pen. There. Yeah, kind of a flimsy job, but at least it's a gate. We can get in and out anyhow. Come on, bring the dog.
Mr. Mann, I'm putting on his leash. I don't want to take a chance of his getting away from me between the porch and the dog pen. Oh,
boy, my back is killing me, I tell you. If it hadn't been for my back, I'd have finished this before. Do you realize it's been darn near a week that our lives have been dominated by this dog? Getting the wire fencing and all the trouble with that glorified doghouse.
I know. Come on, Donnie. Come on. That's what I told Mr. Cutler when he was here this noon and he was so mad. I said we'd been doing our best to arrange things so Brownie was kept in our yard.
Okay.
He was so unpleasant.
Take off his leash, honey. There we are. All right, go on. Get in there now. Go on.
You got plenty of room to run around. I mean, it looks so small.
Well, look, I made it 40 by 20. You got plenty of room. Well, I mean, it may not be like having the whole outdoors to run around in, but it's what he gets for trespassing at the neighbor's.
He doesn't seem to mind so far being penned in.
Well, he didn't know it yet. Wait till he prowls around a bit and finds out he can't get out. And, of course, we'll have another problem. We'll have to put up with his barking. But I'm telling you now, we'll just have to sit it out, that's all. Come on, leave him alone. Now, we'll go on in the house. Dinner ready?
He's almost... Oh, look at him running around sort of frantically. Oh, honey, he's beginning to realize that he can't get out.
Don't look at him. Come on.
I don't know how you can just sit there and read the paper.
Hand me that ashtray, will you, please?
You just finished a cigarette.
I'm smoking another. Well, look, I am sorry. I can't help it. I don't enjoy his barking any more than you do.
All through dinner now, it's nearly 9 o'clock. Wouldn't you think he'd have such a sore throat, he'd stop? Oh, let's go bring him in the house.
No, I'm telling you, it's just like a baby crying. You have got to sit it out. We go out there now and pick him up. He'll think all he has to do is bark, and we'll come and get him. Now, he's got to learn that's where he is going to be.
When I went up to kiss Betsy goodnight, she was crying.
I explained it to her. We're not doing it to be mean.
Seems like it.
I told her that if we want to keep Brownie at all from now on, he will have to be penned up.
I know it's not right to hate people, but you know, I sort of hate Mr. Cutler. The only satisfaction I have is that Brownie's barking must be driving the Cutlers crazy, too. Think they can hear him over there?
No, I went outside. I heard Cutler's hi-fi turned up so loud, I wondered how they could stand it.
Probably the drawn out Brownie's barking. I told Mr. Cutler, I said, we are doing our best.
See? He stopped. You hear what did I tell you?
Oh, poor little thing must be exhausted. Shall I go get him
now? No. Look, it's a warm night. It's not going to rain. Leave him right there. He's got a doghouse if it does rain.
He must think we've really deserted him. We didn't touch his dinner when I was out there. I know.
Stop worrying. He'll eat when he's hungry. You left the food out there, didn't you?
Yes, and he has water. His friend's water.
Yeah.
I took out his rubber toys. Oh, thank heavens he stopped. I've got a headache. What's the matter?
Well, nothing. I just wondered why he stopped barking.
Well, it's dark. You can't see anything out the window. Well, now, are you going out there just after you told me not to?
Well, I'd turn on the outside lights, will you? I'm just going to see if he's all right.
Wait a minute. I'm coming with you. Why wouldn't he be all right?
Well, I just meant in case he tried to jump over and caught his collar on the fence or something.
Good heavens, he'd choke himself to death with... Brownie!
Dear boy, Brownie! Where is he?
Maybe he's in the doghouse. Brownie!
Look!
What? Where is he?
Look at the hole there in the ground. He dug under the fence and squirmed out.
Oh,
Brownie! Where do you suppose he is, Brownie?
Brownie!
He wouldn't have run over to Cutler's place at night again.
Oh, Daddy, I don't know, but... Uh-oh.
What is it?
I see a flashlight coming down our driveway through the woods, and I don't expect it's walking by itself. I think it's safe to assume it's carried by Mr. Cutler.
He said if he caught Brownie over there again, he'd call the police. Do you think he has?
I don't know. Come on. Mr. Cutler, surely, now you can see that we've done our best. After all, my wife and I are at our wits' end. For days now, we've done nothing but worry about our dog. I mean, I've nearly ruined my back again fixing up a dog pen. We even got him a dog house.
That's a dog house?
It was a packing case that the Gillises had their furniture shipped in on a flat car from the coast, and they turned it into a dog house for their St. Bernard, who died some years ago.
Yes, and they generously gave it to us. It's this tumble-down mountain shack. Get it out of their yard, and I had to get a truck. I had to get a truck, mind you. Took four men all day, for what I paid in trucking charges. I could have built the dog a Cape Cod bungalow.
Mr. Piper, my yard, though it might not look like much to you, has cost me more than the botanical gardens, and it's bad enough to spend the summer fighting the Japanese beetles and the crabgrass and the moles and the plant lice and the aphids and the tent caterpillars without also having the neighbor's dog constantly in my yard digging holes.
You have a mosquito on your chin.
Burying his bones and digging them up again.
I'm sorry.
Aren't we having enough trouble out socking the poor man on his jaw?
I didn't mean to hit so hard. He had a mosquito. I just instinctive. I told him. I'm sorry, Mr. Cutler. I'm terribly sorry. I'm very sorry.
Well, it is all right. My wife does it to me all the time. Forget the mosquito. Now let's get back to the dog.
All right, but Mr. Cutler, what do you want us to do? Get rid of him?
Oh, I didn't say that. Oh, look, I've got roses. I love my roses. I'm experimenting with them. Now, your dog, not so with the namesake. I don't know which one is which. All I can suggest is that you dig a 2-foot trench. Sink your fencing in deeper so he can't dig himself out, but do something. I've got enough on my mind with the crabgrass and the Japanese.
Yeah.
Surely. We'll find something.
Good night.
Yes, good night.
Please do something.
All right. Now, don't worry about
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. We'll do something, Mr. Cutler. Yes.
Boy.
Oh, goodness. I don't think crabgrass and Japanese beetles could get a grown man almost in tears.
Oh, yes, yes. I can imagine it very easily with our dog, coupled with our dog. Well, I'll have to redo all this fencing.
After
this, honey, please.
What?
Let people slap their own mosquitoes, huh?
I just did it to be nice, you know. I mean, I just...
Yes.
Really? No, I sort of like Mr. Cutler. I feel sorry, but maybe we ought to get better acquainted and see more of the Cutlers.
I have a feeling we will, dear. Brownie, come on. Come on, Brownie, come on. Now, you stay home, do you understand? Mr. Cutler doesn't like you.
Now, don't say that. You'll hurt his feelings.
Here, Brownie, come on now, boy. Come on.
With Paris, the sudden host to an international uproar, with every sign that it's all over but the disappointment, the news will be swift in the making in every world capital for weeks and months to come. Your speedy, reliable pipeline to all developments, fast as they break, continues to be CBS News on CBS Radio. Keep tuned to this station and be sure that whatever breaks, fast as it breaks, word will reach you here first. From CBS News. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.